Hello, Saints. So today I'm going to bring my short study on AEOC, which is an acronym for All Eyes on Christ. And I'm going to start off today with Matthew 6, 22-23. The light of the body is the eye. If therefore thine eye be single, thy whole body shall be full of light. But if thine eye be evil, thy whole body shall be full of darkness. If therefore the light that is in thee be darkness, how great is that darkness? So keeping our eyes on Christ is critical to our walk with him. So as the raging seas and the uncertainty of the world around us speaks to move us off our mark of the high calling of God, when we focus our entire being on the Lord, nothing can move us off the narrow path. And I'll start the story about Peter walking out to the Lord on the water, Matthew 14, 28-31. And Peter answered him and said, Lord, if it be thou, bid me come unto thee on the water. And he said, come. And when Peter was come down out of the ship, he walked on the water to go to Jesus. But when he saw the wind boisterous, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried, saying, Lord, save me. And immediately Jesus stretched forth his hand and caught him, and said unto him, O thou of little faith, wherefore didst thou doubt? So Peter's focus had changed when he walked toward the mark of Christ upon the water. Instead of resting in the assurity of the Lord's command, which was come, he chose to fear the boisterous wind and waves, removing his eyes off of Christ and looking round about him rather than straight ahead. Another good verse for this is Proverbs 4, 25-27. Let thine eyes look right on, and let thine eyelids look straight before thee. Ponder the path of thy feet, and let all thy ways be established. Turn not to the right hand nor to the left. Remove thy foot from evil. And Psalm 25, 15. My eyes are ever toward the Lord, for he shall pluck my feet out of the net. And that's kind of what happened with Peter there as well. Peter took his focus off the Lord. He cried to the Lord for help. He put his eyes back on the Lord and knew he was the only help he had. And the Lord saved him. So when our eyes are on Christ, the whole world around us has no influence on our walk with him, because we founded our hopes on the rock. So that's Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We're not called to fear the things around us. We're not called to constantly be fretting over searching for food or raiment. We're just supposed to seek the kingdom of God, and he'll add those things to us when we do. Titus 2, 13-14, looking for that blessed hope and the glorious appearing of the great God and our Savior, Jesus Christ, who gave himself for us, that he might redeem us from all iniquity and purify unto himself a peculiar people zealous of good works. So we're always looking for that blessed hope. We always got our eyes on Christ. And so how do we keep our eyes on Christ, I guess, is the big question now. So I just have a few bullet points to go over here, and I'm hoping the brothers can add a few points to this as well. So the first one is dropping the weight of sin and the old life. I think that's a big one. A lot of times if we say, yes, Lord, I'm going to follow after you, but we still have something in our backpack, on our back, that we're just like, well, I don't want to forsake this. I don't want to let that go. But Lord, I want to give you everything. Then you're not giving the Lord everything. It can really hinder your walk. It can really, and when that thing comes up or when that thing requires attention, you take your eyes off Christ and you don't have it fully focused on him. So Hebrews 12, verse 1, wherefore, seeing we are also compassed about with so great a cloud of witnesses, let us lay aside every weight and the sin which doth so easily beset us, and let us run with patience the race that is set before us. The next bullet point, put down every other thought that exalts itself against Christ. This is a big one as well, as a lot of the spiritual warfare happens in the mind, happens in the thoughts. We're called to put the mind of Christ on. And that's 2 Corinthians 10:5, casting down imaginations and every high thing that exalteth itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. 9, meditate on the Lord's word and pure things instead of, as in Peter's case, the wind, the waves, the situation. We're called to meditate on the Lord's word and the purity of good things. So Psalm 119, 11, thy word have I hid in my heart that I might not sin against thee. Philippians 4, verse 8, finally, brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be any virtue, if there be any praise, think on these things. And finally, my last bullet point here, being continually thankful. And my brother Zelos did a great study. You can see it at followgospel.com on thankfulness. And thankfulness is really a key in the life of a believer. And the verse I have here is Psalm 100, verse 4 to 5. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. For the Lord is good, his mercy is everlasting, and his truth endureth to all generations. So that's really a key, keeping your eyes on Christ, being thankful for everything you have, not being covetous, not being greedy, being content with what you have, and being content with godliness is great gain. So in conclusion, the verse I have for my concluding verse here, Matthew 13:16, but blessed are your eyes, for they see, and your ears, for they hear. We see Christ, we see his word, we put our faith in his word, we can see his word, we walk by faith, not by sight, but as long as we keep our eyes on Christ and not on the world, not on our past or the things around us, we'll be okay. We'll be able to AEOC, keep all eyes on Christ. So that was my study.
Awesome, brother. Good job. Good job. Good points. I would just want to add one section of scripture, because I'm going to be doing a teaching on called Christ, Not Your Circumstances, and I'm sure I'll use this verse in there. Romans 8, and I'm going to read 35 to 39. Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall tribulation, or distress, or persecution, or famine, or nakedness, or peril, or sword? As it is written, for thy sake we are killed all day long, we are accounted as sheep for the slaughter. Nay, in all of these things we are more than conquerors through him that loved us. For I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in Jesus Christ our Lord. That's the section of scripture I would add to that, your study there, just to say, if we keep our eyes on the Lord, as you said, not our circumstances, and we keep focused on him, as Paul says there in Romans, we can overcome anything. Amen?
Amen.
Amen. What say you, brothers?
Very edifying study, brother. Thank you very much for that. I just have, this might be a little bit of off topic, but it just came to mind listening to you talking about, you know, keep your eyes on Christ, and kind of the paradox of the faith a little bit in that we walk by faith, not by sight. So we keep all eyes on Christ, but yet we walk by faith and not by sight. And one scripture that I had kind of that showed how we walk by faith and we keep our eyes on Christ by faith would be John 20:26-29. And after 8 days, again, his disciples were within and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst and said, peace be unto you. Then saith he to Thomas, reach hither thy finger and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said unto him, my Lord and my God. Jesus saith unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen and yet have believed. And I think that kind of goes part along with what you were saying about keeping your eyes on Christ and thinking about things above, how we walk by faith. So that's just a side note I wanted to toss in there.
Amen. Amen. Brother Purgos, anything?
Isaiah 26:3. that will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me, because he trusteth in me.
Amen. I love that verse.
What verse was that again, Brother Purgos?
Isaiah 26:3.
Read that again for me, will you?
That will keep him in perfect peace whose mind is stayed on me.
Yeah.
Because he trusteth in thee.
Yeah, yeah. Trust in the Lord. Keep your eyes and your mind set on him. Amen. Great one. Great one. Yeah. What's some, before we let go of this topic, so what's some practical ways? We know we got to keep all eyes on Christ. AEOC, we get it. That's kind of an acronym as a body, brothers. We talk about a lot. How do we do it? What are some things we can do to make sure we're actually doing that? What do you think?
Minimize the temporal thoughts.
That's a great one. What else?
I'm just going to speak from experience here. It does come down to a choice a lot of times, and it's you walking in the spirit, not the flesh. Because, you know, walking, keeping your eyes on Christ is easy when everything's going good, and then next thing you know, things go sideways or something goes wrong, and then it's, are you going to get in your flesh, you're going to let the spirit rule, and you're going to keep your eyes in Christ and walk in joy and peace and trust and faith in God and in his word.
Yeah. Amen. Amen. So, Brother Purgos, would you agree that what you just said would be added to, like, walk in the spirit, not the flesh?
Well, the spirit gives a measure of faith, and the spirit gives joy, calm, inner calmness on the inside. So when you have that, it's easy to overlook, not focus on the things of the world that can get your eyes off of Christ.
Amen. Amen. Good point. Brother Kuo, any thoughts from you?
I think it also comes down to studying, reading the Word of God, but not only that, I talk about this a lot, but like applying it, going and doing it, I think is a really big key. At least it was for me in my walk, is like you read it, you study it, but then you have to go do it. You have to put your faith, you have to go do it. And that helps keep your mind on Christ, is like you're continually, that's also walking in the Spirit. Just continually doing what the Word of God is telling you to do, continually putting down your flesh, and just that'll keep your mind on things above, definitely.
Amen. Amen. How about these? Ready? Thankfulness.
Oh yeah.
Right? And then I think we would probably be sorely lacking if we didn't say live and preach the gospel.
Yep.
Yeah, go to work.
Yeah, you want.
There's a good one.
You want your.
Go to work for the Lord.
Yeah, you want your eyes on Christ. Preach the gospel to yourself every day. Make sure you're living it every day, and preach it to everyone else that you can, and your eyes will be on Christ. You set your eyes on other things of the world, the more temporal things, fleshly things, troubles, woes. Your eyes are going to be on Christ, off Christ, on Christ, off Christ. Keep your eyes on the Lord. You go out and you preach the gospel because you know you need his strength and his help to do it.
Amen. Here's another one. Serve others.
Serve others.
It just helps. If you're going through issues or you're struggling with something, one of the best ways to get over it is to get over yourself and go serve and care for others.
Amen.
Pour out to others. Keep your eyes on Christ and pour out. And it kind of helps you keep your eyes on Christ and stay focused and overcome and just bear through it.
Amen. Amen. I just thought of another one. I mean, we could go to a lot of other details. How about this one? Looking for his return.
Hey, that's a good one.
We don't focus on, I mean, I think about it a lot, but we don't talk about it probably as much as we should, but we're to focus on his return. So we're focused on his return, seeing how messed up this world is, how temporal it is, how sinful it is, but we know he's coming to make all things right. That's a great way to keep your eyes on the Lord. How about loving the brethren? You said serving others, kind of the same thing, but one of the big signs he said for his people would be they'd love each other. So Christ loved us. We love each other. It kind of completes the whole circle, doesn't it?
Yeah. Basically, in a nutshell, keep his commandments and it'll keep you reminded of what you're doing.
Yeah. That's true. That's true. Yeah. Good point. Yeah. Good topic. Good study, brother. Anything else on this?
Not for me. Not for now.
All right. Good job. Thank you so much. May God be praised in all this. This will be up in the Ecclesia area.